wave patterns. This is the Zeroid process, and it is available to you at the American Family Clinic. It is painless and non-invasive. If you want to optimize your health by using this advanced energy technology, call 1-800-205-6245 and make an appointment today. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and while we're waiting for our regularly scheduled guest, let me suggest that each one of you get a copy of President Bush's second inaugural address. It was in January of 2005, and there the plan is laid out. It's really very, very clear if you understand esoteric writing. In esoteric writing, the trick that they use is they will make a statement that will begin the sentence with a statement, and then they'll intersperse all sorts of confusing material and statements in the middle of the sentence, and then they will conclude the sentence telling you what they really mean. And so you'll find this in Albert Pike's writing and in the writings of Manly P. Hall and Madame Helena Petrovna Blavatsky and so many of the people who are writing these esoteric messages. But if you actually can crystallize what they're really saying. And this is what President Bush said. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. Not was meant to be fulfilled, but is meant to be fulfilled. It is being fulfilled today. And what is the new order of the ages? Why, that's the Novo Ordo Seclorum. It's the world government. And that's why we're in Iraq. That's why we're going to Iran and Syria. That's why the governments of the Philippines and Thailand and Nepal are in a state of flux. Because most of the other nations are well under control today. Well, I think we have Larry Proud on the line, and Larry was with us recently. He's from Gun Owners of America, but he's always a pleasure to have on with us, and really has such a great grasp of what's going on in Washington, D.C., and we're just lucky to have people who know what's going on back there to keep us abreast of what's happening. Larry, are you there?
I am, Stan. Good to be with you.
Well, it's always good to have you. I don't know how we got you two times so close together, but you always have so much to say that's so important, and so maybe we could cover legislation. Are there any new bits of legislation there in the hopper aimed at restricting our right to keep and bear arms? And of course, I'd like to know what President Bush's position has been. I mean, not what he says, but what he's really done.
Well, the president has got two major appointments operating two major departments of the federal government, both of whom are strongly anti-gun.
Why would he do that? I thought he was a conservative.
Yeah, well, George Bush, I guess the most charitable thing you can say is he doesn't seem to care that much about ideology, and if he does care, then I would have to kind of go with the leading of your question that he is on balance more liberal easily than he is conservative. His appointments, whether he was backing candidates in primaries in Texas or whether it's been candidates that he has backed as president, while he's been in office here, have almost exclusively been of the liberal kind, anti-gun, anti-life, pro-tax. The most egregious example recently was his support for Arlen Specter 2 years ago in the primary in Pennsylvania. Arlen Specter, of course, the liberal so-called Republican who heads the Judiciary Committee, was opposed by a very conservative Pennsylvania U.S. Representative, Pat Toomey, who's now, by the way, the head of the Club for Growth, which is a sort of a rich boys club of people who oppose tax-raising politicians. And even though that's their one litmus test, I must say they probably 95% of the time back candidates that we would like them to back. And so Toomey, clearly has demonstrated, both as a congressman and now as the head of this political action organization, that he's the real deal, and he gets things done, and he gets them done well. He only lost by about 3 to 4 points in that primary, and the endorsement of George Bush and the NRA clearly made the difference in that very narrow outcome.
And I think it's so interesting that the NRA would back a Schumer who is obviously anti-gun. So you have to wonder, well, where the NRA is really coming from, and I don't want you to have to reply to that.
Well, there's a tendency since Spector's the head of the committee, they were afraid that, well, if he were to lose, that could tip the balance to the Democrats. The Democrats would then have control of the committee. And my question, of course, was, and the difference would be?
Well, I think the fact that the Bush administration backed Schumer, who is obviously a liberal and should be a Republican, a Democrat, over an honest-to-goodness conservative, and the justification was, oh, well, the policy is we always support the Republican incumbent. We always support it. Except, of course, when the race for Bob Smith's Senate seat, against Sununu. And there, of course, they did not back the Republican conservative, pro-life, pro-gun, pro-American, pro-patriotic candidate.
Well, there they went along with the president, and that obviously was the most important thing in their calculus. But and your point's well taken. In all of these cases, it's been looked at. They've looked at the political process as a kind of a zero-sum game. We can't really change anything. We have to work with the cards that we're given, and it doesn't occur to them, and lots of other people, it's not just the NRA, that maybe we need to go get another deck. Maybe somebody fiddled with this one, and it's time for a new game. I remember when I was running for office for the state legislature in Virginia, and actually I think it was the year I was successful, we went to the legislative district chairman's house for the to decide how the many candidates would appear on the Republican ballot. And he said, hey, why don't we just cut a deck of cards and high card gets first place, because that's always viewed as probably worth a couple of points of the vote. People just come and vote for the first name they see. And nobody had any objection. And so I'm watching this deck go around the room. And when it gets to the, if you'll pardon the expression, the commie Republican that I actually helped beat that year, it was a multi-candidate field. There were going to be five victors in this large district. I watched as this deck was getting cut, and I'll leave you hanging on that cut deck until we get back.
Hold that thought for a moment to tell us the full story when we get back. With Larry Kraft here on the American Business Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join us as we celebrate Messiah Yeshua in Passover 2006. He brought us out to bring us in. The date is April the 12th, 6 p.m., the Ramada Plaza Hotel at I-25 and 120th in Denver. Seating is limited, so you need to call now for reservations. Reservations deadline April the 3rd. Call 303-654-9924. That's 303-654-9924. He brought us out to bring us in. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silverbiotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silverbiotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silverbiotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Linda.
And I'm Jesse. We're the owners of BillOfRightsPress.com.
When you're looking for books or media that the government wishes would just go away,
go to BillOfRightsPress.com.
Controversial? You bet. Secure? Most definitely.
Yeah, but how about privacy?
Hey, I shred all our customers' info 30 days after their order is shipped.
If we don't have it, they can't get it.
Now that's total privacy.
You can call in your order at 970-391-2364.
Mail your order directly to us.
Or buy online at BillOfRightsPress.com.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and Larry was telling us about, you know, how things are done, the fair, square way of doing it, and they were going to determine who was going to be at the top of the ballot. And so there was apparently a fair number of Republicans who were running. They were going to cut the deck of cards to see who was going to be at the top, and the deck got to the commie Republican, and then what happened?
Well, I, of course, was watching intently as this was going on, not really knowing what to expect, but knowing that the district chairman was not my friend and that he was a close friend of this Republican that I was hoping I could help to beat. And as I saw the deck get cut, I could clearly see a little bit of an arch in a card that elevated the deck above it. And so his fingers went up from the bottom, his thumb and his middle finger, as you can imagine, going around the deck kind of like a big crane might try to grab it. And as he slipped his fingers up, I could watch them catch in that arch. And voila, he pulled a king of spades. The deck came around, several people then came to me, and I said, watch this, I'm going to pull a king of spades. And I couldn't believe I said that. And I did the same thing. I felt for that little arch, and doggone if I didn't get the king of spades.
Well, there were two king of spades in the deck.
I think it was the same king of spades. It was the one that had been bent.
I see.
And it was bent just enough that the careful selector could actually grab it.
Right.
And I had spotted them at their game. And then we decided to pull names out of a bowl, and that reduced my most detested opponent to somewhere in the middle of the pack, and wouldn't you know, we actually managed to beat him. An incumbent that we beat, a guy in the education establishment that was writing curriculum for the schools in the largest county in the state, and not good. So, and of course, when he's in the legislature, he had been on the education committee, but we don't call that a conflict of interest. And unlike Congressman Cunningham, this guy didn't have the decency to resign because he was voting for everything that benefited him. It's pretty transparent. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. That's the way the business seems to go. And getting back to Bush, whether he crimps the deck or whether he just flat out goes for the liberals and puts them in, that's been his pattern. Actually, a more recent example would be Harriet Myers. When he nominated her for the Supreme Court, very few people really knew anything about her, but in the ensuing weeks we found that while she had been on the council of the Dallas City back in the, I think it was the early 90s, she had actually been the deciding vote for a tax increase. After starting out being opposed to it, and then she, as a colleague, former colleague, observed, she would, that was typical of her, she would at first articulate kind of a conservative position and then spend the rest of the debate backing off from it. And we found that she was actually, she thought the second, one of the Senate staffers had interviewed her for the boss and found out that she didn't even think that the Second Amendment protected an individual right. That it was a collective right. She bought into Sarah Brady's theory, for goodness sakes. And the pro-lifers were beginning to realize that she would never vote to overturn Roe. So she was very much a problem. And that was, unhappily, that was pretty much typical of Bush. Now, we've seen with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, which is now in the Justice Department, meaning it's now under the Attorney General, I didn't have a whole lot of favorable things to say about John Ashcroft when he was the Attorney General. But looking back, I've got to admit, in comparison, those are the good old days, because Alberto Gonzalez told us going in openly, publicly, at the hearing for his confirmation, that he was for gun control. He wanted to ban semi-automatic firearms. He was afraid for his brother, who was a Houston cop every day, and had guns just were too many out on the street.
Well, maybe we ought to disarm the police then. I mean,
well, if his brother has got that much problem, maybe he ought to get a new job, because
right.
You're not going to get guns out of the hands of the bad guys.
No, of course not.
And this notion that somehow disarming the good guys is going to be helpful shows that Alberto Gonzalez has a socialist mindset that assumes that only the government should be making these important life and death decisions, and that you and I are too childlike, incompetent, and crime-prone to be trusted with this kind of decision.
Well, obviously, Alberto Gonzalez doesn't believe in the Constitution.
No.
He wants to be interpreted based upon his fears and his prejudices and his total lack of understanding of what America is about.
That's correct. Or even the readily available facts about gun control and the fact that more guns actually means less crime. But you can't get that through to somebody who has a prior conviction that only the government should be making decisions in just about every area of life. Well, now, the reason I can say things look better under Ashcroft, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, they keep adding another another word to their name because they never figured out what their purpose in life is, and so they keep looking for new areas of life to terrorize. Anyway, they are now, of course, under Alberto Gonzalez. They were under Ashcroft after the Homeland Security reorganization following September 11, and a lot of things went to Homeland Security, and the rest went to Justice. And this is a time of return to the bad old days under Jimmy Carter, and probably even more so than Clinton, but certainly was bad under Clinton. And you've got BATF agents absolutely running wild. Well, a couple of weeks ago, they had a hearing in the Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, and Homeland Security about a gun show episode in Richmond, Virginia, involving BATF agents who evidently targeted blacks who were coming in to buy firearms, and as they would begin the background check process, the agents would challenge them with things like, why do you want that gun? And they would then arrange to have the background check delayed, and the BATF would then send a local Mountie from one of the local sheriff's departments or police departments out to the guy's home and ask his wife or anybody else there, or if no one were home, a neighbor, did you know that so-and-so is buying a gun? What do you think about that? And, of course, this is nowhere, happily, permitted in the law. Not that it would ever be constitutional for them to do that, but not even the law says anything such thing that they can do. So here they are trying to dampen gun sales. They're killing the business at the gun show because people see this enormous fleet of squad cars there. It looked like a convention. Gee, I must have gone to the wrong weekend. You know, I thought this was the weekend for the gun show. Here's all these cop cars. And they had hearings on this. And frankly, it wasn't all that well conducted, I don't think. Typically, the Republicans in these kinds of things don't even interview their witnesses. They don't know what the witnesses are going to say. So they really kind of wing it, and partly a function of being too busy and partly a function of I'm not sure how important an issue this is to them. And another hearing yesterday where the BATF was going to be able to answer the charges that had been made by the dealers and the gun show promoters where this had happened in Virginia. And they moved the venue at the last minute, and the new room didn't have webcasting capability. And so, you know, anything to keep these things in the dark, and it's just absolutely outrageous that something as serious as this would be treated in such a cavalier fashion, but that's the way things seem to get done here in Washington. And the BATF has been doing things that are so preposterous that it's clearly as if Jimmy Carter's ghost had come back to run this department, or maybe Janet Reno would finally be able to run it the way she would have liked to have run it had she been able to. It was under Treasury when she was Attorney General. I'll give you an example. There was a case called involving Glover versus the United States, or U.S. v. Glover, I guess. And Mr. Glover was a collector and had a gun I guess he had sold, and the BATF was claiming that he had illegally converted it into a machine gun. And to back that claim, they had an expert, and I would ask every time you hear the word expert that you put that in quotes, at least if the first word is B-A-T-F-E, expert. This expert testified, had a report. Actually, I didn't go on a trial yet, but he had a report that was going to be used in trial that this gun had been tested at the BATF laboratory and was found to be an illegal machine gun. Well, happily, by some miracle, the defense attorney was able to get the United States attorney, the prosecutor for the case, to agree to have a new test, have it done, it turned out, down in Charlotte, Virginia, North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, and to have it videotaped. Well, the expert takes the gun down, and he's using different kinds of ammunition, hoping he can find one that might have a low enough charge to get it to repeat fire somehow, and he's anyway, he begins to get it to fire three round bursts with one pull of the trigger, and a real expert, Len Savage, who's a gun designer and maker, was there for the defense, and as he's watching this, after maybe the second time when the gun fired a three-round burst with one pull of the trigger, he went up to the expert and he said, "This gun is malfunctioning and it could blow up." And the guy looked at him like, "Who are you?" And so the guy, Savage, okay, and he got far away again. And the guy continued his test firing. Well, then the deal was they would go inside. Well, it turned out the BATF expert had never even looked inside the gun. Savage took the gun apart, and he did it so effortlessly that I'm sure he could have done it blindfolded. And as he got to one of the pins that controlled, regulated the trigger and whether it would permit a repeat fire or not, as he just pulled the pin out, you could see already little deposits of black forming on his finger. The pin was in the process of disintegrating. It had been from like 60-year-old parts that had been used make the gun from a kit, and he said this is why the gun was firing the way it was, and it came close to firing out a battery, would have blown up and killed you. And the expert just stood there like maybe he had just loaded his pants or something. He absolutely did not know what to say. He tried to fluff off, well, the law. Well, he didn't even know the law, because the law says that you have to intentionally convert. It has to be designed to fire as a full auto, and obviously a malfunction is not a design feature, for goodness sakes. And so the BATF lost that case big time. When the prosecutor, U.S. attorney, saw that tape, didn't even finish it, pulled it out of the machine, handed it to the defense, and said, "We are dismissing charges with prejudice, which means they can't bring it up again." And now the BATF is going after Len Savage with a vengeance. Savage designs guns, and he submits them to the BATF to get a determination letter from them that the gun is in fact a semi-automatic, so he can sell it that way on the market, or his client, who, you know, happened to want to design a gun of such and such a set of features, a collector who wants to, you know, put that kind of money into it, and they are not giving him the determination letters. Well, so far, this aggravated delay tactic on the part of the BATF has cost Savage probably $500,000, and they're trying to put him out of business.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Theater.
Cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Time to clear out the old and make way for the new. Your new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, formerly Hamblin Sales in Fort Collins, is having a huge gun sale on over 50 new and used rifles, shotguns, and pistols that have been marked down at or below cost. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply at 3507 East Mulberry in Fort Collins. That's 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Highway 14. Phone 970-221-5133. That's your new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, 970-221-5133.
I just started my own business and I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
Yeah, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Larry Pratt. Larry, you pick up the story, and I share your frustration at what's going on. But before we go on, why don't you go ahead and get out your telephone number and your website so people can get in touch with Gun Owners of America.
Well, I appreciate that, Stan. And in fact, when I finish that, I'd like to comment on a piece of legislation that right now could benefit from people actually taking advantage of our website to send an email to their members of Congress. Our toll-free number for those who can't get on the web, because that's really the way to find out about us. You can join there. You can get all kinds of information free there. It's a free site. Except for, of course, if we can convince somebody to join. But it's the toll-free number is 888-88-6-GUNS. That's 888-886-GUNS, G-U-N-S. And the website is gunowners.org. And the reason I would like to encourage people to go there today, right now, as soon as they're finished listening to this show, is to go to the tab on that page that they're going to come to at gunowners.org. It's right at the top. The first thing they're going to see, McCain still trying to gag gun owners. And the issue is that McCain clearly wasn't able to completely eliminate the First Amendment, the McCain-Feingold law.
Oh, okay.
Making it very difficult and expensive to criticize bums like him in the run-up to a federal election. So what he's done now is to propose legislation, and it's described there on our website at gunowners.org. It's S2128 for those who like numbers, but you don't have to worry too much about that because it's all in our pre-written email that you can take advantage of to send your displeasing reminder to them that you're watching them. But anyway, this thing would make it very burdensome and expensive for a public advocacy nonprofit organization like Gun Owners of America to communicate with its members and with the public. There would be extra filing requirements. We would actually have to tell them 20 days in advance that we're going to be going into the mail or in some other way having a public campaign on a particular issue. Well, not only would that give them time to notify Sarah Brady, but it also suggests that there would be many things that we would never tell you about at all, because 20 days sometimes is more than the time that will occur between our finding out about something and when it's actually decided. They're very good at quick little moves, and one of the reasons our email network, which I'm hoping people will not only take advantage of, go to gunowners.org and use the send the email that we have with that one subject at the top of the page dealing with McCain, but also say yes to the option of joining the network, the alert system, because it's precisely these issues that come up and we don't have a chance to go into the mail. We're maybe mailing on some other subject and asking people to send postcards on that, and we just can't put so much mail out. It's physically impossible. We don't have the funds. A lot of times don't have the time. And so they figured this out. They figured out that email is really getting in the way of governing. It's like a couple of barons sitting on the other side of the wall of a castle looking out and seeing all the peasants milling around outside, one baron saying to the other, "So how are we supposed to govern in a situation like this with all these peasants milling around?" And Mr. McCain seems to have found another way to keep the peasants further and further away from the barons as they do the people's business that the people are not allowed to be taking part in. So it is an outrageous measure. It's directed right at the heart of how Gun Owners of America operates, as well as many other organizations that have been able to use the Internet effectively in specific areas to deal with what's going on here in Washington. The problem is we don't have enough organizations dealing with enough of the problems, but we're obviously having enough of an effect that tyrants like McCain are trying to stop what has been accomplished. So you know that we're bothering them. You know this is an effective medium. Please go use it to save it and then become a part of it. Go to gunowners.org and send John McCain, the tyrant from Arizona, a message.
Amen to that. Well, of course, the thing that really disturbed me most about the McCain-Feingold bill was President Bush's response. Now, for our listeners, McCain-Feingold was going to limit the ability of organizations like Gun Owners of America to let the voters know what people like tyrants like McCain and others were doing within, 60 days of the election?
Correct.
But
if we spend over $10,000 on a TV, radio, an electronic media campaign, then we have to use the most difficult monies of all to raise, those being the political action committee dollars. people don't prefer to give to political committees for a number of reasons, and the law had heretofore allowed committees like Gunners of America to take our tax-exempt monies and spend those. As long as we didn't say vote against McCain or vote for McCain, we were free to explain, this is how McCain's been voting. We thought you'd want to know. And if it's within 60 days of an election and we've spent over $10,000, which is nothing, on a TV or radio campaign, then all of a sudden they changed the rules on you. The only people that were not affected were one guest class, the media, the papers. So if you're a corporation, a truck company, for example, then you have to raise political action committee type money. If you're a newspaper, you can have headlines every day. We love McCain. He is such a wonderful, genius, compassionate, blah, blah, blah. And people should vote for him. And you can say that on the front page, and you don't fall under the same restrictions as a newspaper corporation that everybody else would.
Well, you know what the incredible thing was? President Bush, had to sign the legislation, and his excuse for signing this legislation to restrict freedom of speech was, well, I thought it was unconstitutional, and the Supreme Court had found it unconstitutional. That's why I signed it.
Right. He's taken an oath to uphold the Constitution, and then he admits that he's going to violate the Constitution and his own conscience by signing something that, by his own admission, is probably unconstitutional. In his opinion, it is unconstitutional. This man is such a double-minded person. He said there were six grounds on which he would veto the bill if any one of those measures were still in McCain-Feingold when it got to his desk. All six were there, and he still went ahead and signed it.
Feeling and believing it was unconstitutional, why would he do that? Well, you see, this way, he can please us common folks, because we know he would never lie to us, but he would get through the legislation that he and his good friend John McCain wanted to get through, and that is to restrict freedom of speech. And where was the outcry from the Christian leaders and the conservative leaders? And the, you know, it was just deafening in its silence.
It was not enough. That is for a fact. And I guess Bush could also say he was afraid of the media. Well, shame on him.
We'll be right back here at the American Freedom Network, and we'll welcome your calls if you'd like to call in.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. And let me strongly suggest that you follow through with this suggestion. Get involved with Larry Pratt. Their organization is good and sound, and they're on the front lines of this battle. And with your help, they've had a tremendous impact back there. And, many times when these people are getting thousands or tens of thousands of emails from people across the country, that's when the legislators will listen. And certainly you've launched very successful campaigns in the past to block legislation, haven't you, or to get legislation through?
We have actually been able to use the email to knock out a massive empowerment of the federal government in a Defense Department authorization that would have let the government grab all kinds of material that had been sold to the public as surplus in the past. And that would have included handguns, rifles, ammunition, things like that. And it was just stuck in, and nobody in the gun lobbies anywhere saw it first. It was found by an aviation internet publication that had been watching what they were trying to do to grab planes, old planes that had been sold to the public for the Confederate Air Force that liked to fly around in these old rickety planes from who knows what kind of past era. And when they saw the language that not only would have enabled their planes to be grabbed, but everything else that had been sold at surplus, they alerted us, and we went to the email right away, and that actually is what turned the table.
And, you know, the thing is that they're always sneaking in things at night. Most of the congressmen don't even know what's in the legislation. I think that Larry's analogy of the barons, those who sit behind the scenes saying, how are we going to manipulate those common folks? What are we going to put over on them today? How will we keep them from interfering with our plan? And they're really our people. They're really as an elite who want to rule this country and the world. And the only way we can counter them, of course, is to get the people mobilized and to put pressure on the legislators, and, of course, to get back to the Constitution and point out that many of these people really are traitors to our country because their loyalty is not to this country. It is this elitist dream of controlling the American people, but controlling the world. And so, I think it's so vitally important that people get involved. And here's somebody who's on the front lines of the battle. We do not have the facilities to do what Larry's doing. He doesn't have the facilities to do what we do. But I recommend Gun Owners of America to you very strongly. So we've got just about 3 or 4 minutes. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Larry, our number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. We'd love to hear from you. And certainly, are there any other pieces of legislation coming up now that are intent upon restricting the rights of the people and increasing the power of the government?
Well, there are lots of things kicking around in the hopper, but the main threat at the moment, I would say, that is poised to go somewhere would be the McCain bill that we've talked about that would further trash the First Amendment and the ability of a Second Amendment group to communicate. Just parting thought on this whole general conversation that we just had, all this problem of all this manipulation and abuse of power and the whole lobbying scandal that has been in the news of late, none of this would ever happen. Nobody would even think of trying to take control of the people through abusing government unconstitutional power or to try to buy congressmen if, in fact, the government were operating within constitutional limits. If we, the people, insisted on sending members of Congress who would, like Tom Coburn, the senator, the doctor from Oklahoma, just vote no on all these expenditures that keep bloating the power of the government, bringing in more bureaucrats, more regulation, more control of our lives. The name of the game is money. And if we cut the money, there's no BATF, there's no Environmental Protection Agency, there's none of this other alphabet soup of unconstitutional organizations, and then you don't have to worry about dishonest congressmen, because what they are able to steal when we're operating at a constitutional level is so minimal that they probably won't even bother trying to get elected to Congress, because it'll be such a poor opportunity for personal advancement. And that's the way it was designed to be initially. And it was a real drag to have to be going off to this mosquito swamp here in Washington, D.C. and serve in the Congress. They used to call it Foggy Bottom because where the State Department is now, it was a real swamp, and it was a nasty place, and we should have kept it that way.
Well, of course, it was Will Rogers who said, no man's life or purse are safe when Congress is in session, and I really believe that. I think we have to restrict the power of government, and if the American people are not willing to get involved, to understand our Constitution, and realize that our freedom comes from limiting what the federal government can do, why, we're going to lose this country. The Founding Fathers intended for life, matters dealing with life, liberty, and property, to be taken care of at the state and the local level, and the power of the federal government was to be limited so it could never become an empire, so it could never try to dominate us and dominate the world. And how far we've gotten and forgotten those words of Thomas Jefferson, who said, in matters of politics, speak not to me of confidence in men, but bind them down for mischief with the chains of the Constitution. Boy, we sure need to get those chains off of the people and back onto the politicians, don't we?
That's right. We've allowed a major reversal to occur, and those who are our employees have, as it occurred to me to put it maybe the last time on your show, they've tried to change the locks so that the owner of the edifice no longer has the locks to get in. It's the employee, and he's keeping the owner out of his own property.
Into that, and they want to restrict our ability to communicate. They want to fix our elections. And it's time that people out there in the listening audience got involved. Because if you're not involved now, when will you be? If it's not you, who's going to do it? And who's going to preserve this wonderful nation that we inherited from generations past? For generations yet unborn. Well, Larry, God bless you. Thanks so much for coming on with us again. It's always a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program here at the American Freedom Network.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutraPain.
Well, Dr. Chan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope that you'll heed what Larry Pratt said this morning. And we have many, many dangerous people in the Senate today, and one of the most evil ones is John McCain. He and Senator John Kerry did everything they could to conceal the truth about the men who were abandoned at the 911, pardon me, in Vietnam, to cover up all the records, to destroy the records, to shred the records, and their goal was, of course, to recognize North Vietnam. Their allegiance is not to the United States. These people are internationalists who hate America. And this is really what we're up against. There's so many people who really talk about, oh, we're Americans, you know, but their real goal is globalism. Now, to understand what's going on, we have a four-tape set called The Secret Government. We have a four-tape set called Secret Societies. And if you get the four-tape set of The Secret Government, you'll hear my interview with Norman Dodd, the interview we purchased by Professor Carol Quigley. If you really want to understand the history of the primary secret society that controls America today, and that is the Council on Foreign Relations and its origin, well, you need to get either one of those two tape sets, The Secret Government or The Secret Societies, or get our Secret Government special that has, I think, four or six hours of interviews with William Snevellin, who is deeply involved with this whole world occult movement. That's the Secret Government Special. We have Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, The History of the World and Our Time, which was suppressed. It was such a good book that the publisher was purchased, Macmillan was purchased, and somebody who came in destroyed the plates of the first half of Professor Quigley's book, so it could not be reprinted. Well, the book is now available through Radio Liberty, and you can get that by itself, or the Tragedy and Hope special, which includes the book, the interview with Professor Quigley, and the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, which was also suppressed, and we have kept that in print. Why is that important? Because it explains how the great tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie, were financing communism and socialism 50 years ago, because that's when the book was written, 1958. And ladies and gentlemen, they're still financing it today. Why? Because communism and socialism are elitist concepts. And, of course, you centralize all power with government, and the people of great wealth purchase the congressmen and the senators and reward them well after their period in the legislature when they betrayed the American people and their oath to support our Constitution. The Tragedy and Hope special is a special, very, very economical offer. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we hope many of you will want to get Chris Pinto's great new DVD entitled The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and we play a small part in that, but we think it's the most effective tool we have today to inform the American people about the fact that they're truly are two forces in America, one the Christian, but the other the occult, and the occult are in complete and working control today, and moving us rapidly towards a war with Iran, towards a war with Syria, and the destruction of the financial stability of our nation, because their loyalty is not to America, but to the ancient plan of the ages, the Novo Ordo Seclorum, the New World Order. So pray for America. Pray for revival. Remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join us as we celebrate Messiah Yeshua